All right, it is news time, and news is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Life in the Snack Lane.
Yes, please.
Oh, so Jay, it's boating time, right? For a lot of people.
I've seen a ton of them out. A lot of people heading, you know, to wherever their slip might be or getting them. I heard someone say summerized the other day. I never heard that term before. It makes sense. I mean, I get winterized, but summerized, why not? Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, that does make sense.
Made me want a boat for about 5 minutes.
And then you decided,
just get a friend with a boat.
Yeah.
Seems easier.
That's a better solution.
Yeah,
probably.
Well, it is come wintertime when you're storing that thing and still paying for it. But, you know, that's just me.
When you have to winterize it.
Yes, exactly, Steve.
Mm-hmm. I'm catching on slowly
but surely.
Thank you. So there's a guy in California where I imagine they do boating a lot more frequently. And he's had a boat at his residence for at least 4 years, or about 4 years, and he received a letter from the city telling him that there's some sort of code requiring him to have his boat screened in by a fence that's
in front of
it.
Mm-hmm. Some sort of code, like an HOA, basically. You can't have boat parked. Yeah, there you have that, where you can't have your RV or your boat visible from the street or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is for like boats and trailers,
sure.
I guess.
Sure. Yep.
And, so he was originally, you know, kind of angry about this letter that he got from
the
city.
Imagine. Yeah.
Not super happy about it. But, Jay, there was a creative solution here. Curious as to what it was.
I would love to hear.
So he teamed up with, I guess, a neighbor of his who's a artist who does like murals and things like that.
Okay.
And they painted the fence like a boat, like a very realistic boat.
So it's behind a fence, but you can still see it.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
What's really hilarious
in your face?
Yeah. And he said he wasn't doing it to be.
Yes, he was.
Whatever. But,
no, he was. Yeah. That's a lie. He was doing it to be exactly that.
Well, he said he was trying to be creative.
Oh my gosh, this looks amazing. This guy did a great job.
Yeah, it's super super realistic.
That's hilarious.
And the way that it's kind of positioned or parked behind it, it looks like it's just the continuation of the boat.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And then the front of it, and it looks
Oh my gosh, that's impressive.
There's the side of the house, and then it looks like there's
like a gate.
It looks
like
there's a
fence behind
it.
Gate. There looks like there's a fence behind it. Yeah, that is amazing. That is well played.
Yeah. So you think other people in the neighborhood are like?
Oh, I kind of hope so. That's awesome.
I doubt that. Well, maybe it was a neighbor who sort of blew the whistle on this.
Yeah,
or
maybe.
Or it could have just been.
Oh my gosh, that is so good.
Yeah. But it's weird that, you know, for 4 years, no problems.
I know.
He decided to be, I don't know who thought of it, if it was him or if it was the neighbor who's the artist.
That's literally so good. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that guy did such a great job. And he even painted like trees and shrubs that are over on the right-hand side. Like that's painted on the fence. The driveway is painted on the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of it.
So it looks just.
It literally looks it doesn't look like it's there.
Yeah.
Man.
Pretty amazing, but people are super talented.
That's hilarious.
And that is well played. And even
I love that so much.
They were talking with someone who I guess is with the city or whatever, and
let me guess, the paint job wasn't approved by the HOA, so now he's got to.
No. They were like, yeah, wow, that's really creative.
Yeah, and well, good for them. Yeah.
The only action that I'm going to be taking is going to give him a high five, and that's it.
Well, good. Well, see, I mean, they did what you told them, and look at it. It looks great.
Yeah.
Man, I think it'd be hilarious. You open the fence, you wouldn't even be able to know. The only thing that'll be a bummer is if he goes to pull his boat out of there and he forgets the fence is there because he thinks it's realistic and he just backs into the fence. That would be funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you go to hook up your boat and you're like, oh, just back up. Oh, wait, the fence is still closed. Well, I couldn't tell. Well, yeah, that's the beauty of it.
Story number two.
Man, that's impressive.
Yeah. Kind of sort of super confusing, but.
Yeah, I love it.
Also really awesome at the same time.
Yeah, great job.
Yeah. So by both of them, right? By both the artist and
the artist.
Guy for
whoever came up with the idea.
Yeah,
well played, but the artist A+.
Yeah, I don't know if he came up with the idea, but for letting it all happen.
Yeah,
or for so,
awesome job.
Yeah, well done. This is interesting. A woman claims that she hasn't eaten or drank anything in over 16 years.
Yeah, man, same. I'm hungry, though. I'm going to tell you I'm hungry.
Yeah. Is this... I don't know how this is...
No, it's not.
Possible.
And what, is she taking IVs or something?
No, she says...
She hasn't eaten or drinking in 16 years. See, that doesn't work.
Yeah, she says 26-year-old woman, she was 10 years old when she just...
When she last ate.
Lost her appetite.
Hmm.
Apparently, she lives a normal life.
Sure she does.
She's in good health, has plenty of energy to perform her daily tasks, which include cooking and other cooking for others and running various errands.
How long can a human being go without food is an open question. Estimates indicate that starving people can be weak within 30 to 50 days and pass away between 43 and 70 days, or 16 years, depending on the person. See, I added that last part in because it's not realistic.
I mean, you know, she has undergone several medical tests.
You think?
None could really confirm if she's spoken the truth.
Yeah.
Although,
couldn't they find out if there was food in there?
Yeah, well, doctors at a hospital confirmed there was no evidence of any food in her intestines at the time of the examination.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
So she just doesn't want to eat?
She doesn't have an appetite.
Well, yeah. Well, sometimes I don't have an appetite, but I'm going to scarf down a bowl of popcorn like I've never eaten.
I mean, I guess, but...
I mean, you've eaten when you're not hungry before, correct?
True. Yeah, but I guess if you don't have to, then what's... Well, for taste, I guess. Yeah.
Enjoyment? Yeah. I don't know. Do you not enjoy eating? I'm imagining, you know... You might miss something once in a while. Like, man, I sure wish I could have a hamburger.
Mm. Well, she did say that she remembers the last time that food passed her lips.
Mm.
And I guess maybe she doesn't miss it. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe she does have it.
Time to paint the fence, lady. Make it like a boat. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, all you gotta do is use your phone. Can't believe you didn't know that. Should have used your phone. It would have been better. Here's one that's unfiltered, but I couldn't see it with the eye. All you had to do was use your phone. Like, okay, well, I guess I didn't know.
Huh.
My bad.
Kevin James.
I didn't know either. So, population 2.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story of the day brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
Got a little drama here, Jay.
Gotta love the drama.
I do love me some drama. So, a woman was recently upset with her husband after she discovered he paid, or he is buying a $8,000 engagement ring.
Oh.
Out of their joint bank account.
Oh, man.
She's demanding that he is going to return the engagement ring to the store. Because, well, he's making her pay for it through their joint account.
Well, yeah, she's paying for at least half of it. That seems weird, yeah.
Yeah.
So, oopsie.
I guess what happened was they've been married just under 3 months.
Okay.
And
she didn't have an engagement ring yet?
Well, they got married 1 month into him proposing to her.
Okay.
It wasn't a fancy wedding. They had their honeymoon right after. They signed the papers at the courthouse. Gave her a diamond ring that cost $8,000. He didn't have the funds available like at the moment, and they're, you know, saving up for a home.
So he didn't have just $8,000 laying around.
Yeah, yeah. So he made a payment plan, you know, like you do.
Right.
And she found out after they were married and merged their finances.
Oh, man.
And he's been withdrawing funds from their joint account.
I mean, it feels like there's no problems here. This is going to go well. I think this is a long-term, long-lasting marriage. And I think they've obviously had the conversations that they should be having. Seems like everything's just perfect.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She says, if I knew my husband was going to be making me pay for the ring, I would have agreed to buy it.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. Yeah.
So she's on Reddit now asking, is this bad? Is this wrong?
I'm going to guess most of the answers are, what, are you kidding me?
How much does this seem like a listener letter?
Honestly, yeah. What do I do now? Run. I mean, I can just hear the people. I can see the text line just blowing up immediately. What? What are you doing? You should have figured this out before.
Yeah, red flag much?
Yeah, that's why you don't have joint finances a month into a relationship and, you know, all the other things.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how long they were together before.
Sure.
But short engagement, all that, and then, you know, the whole thing, and... I don't know. He just figured what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine.
No, I think he figured what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. I think that might have been what he figured, and that usually doesn't work that way. I was thinking about that, too. You know, got with Kevin on vacation this week. I mean, there you don't have anybody in there to hang out with, and you know, you guys have been kind of sneaking out and going to lunch once in a while. I thought, do you want to go get something to eat, like maybe tomorrow?
Are you serious?
I mean, you can pay.
Hey, Jay, if you're going, I'm paying.
I mean, it's literally the same thing. Hey, you want to go to lunch? Sure, I'll go to lunch. Yeah, well, you're paying. What? No. Yeah, give somebody a gift and then make them pay for it. Well, you can, but then you're probably going to end up being single after you return that ring.
Yeah, that's true. Boy, I don't know. The way that you presented it, that does sound really bad.
It really sounded terrible.
But is it worse than the whole engagement ring thing? I don't know.
No, the engagement ring is the worst thing ever.
Just because it's so much money.
Because it's $8,000, yeah.
Yeah.
Or six or whatever it was.
Yeah, but he didn't even say anything. She just realized
it. No, that's even worse. Yeah, it's not like, hey, honey, I'm taking it out of this fund. And no, you're not. Oh, just do it and then go, what? Play dumb. Oh, I didn't even realize that was a thing. I don't. Can't believe you're mad.
What is that? Act first, ask for forgiveness later, or what's the expression? Do it first and then ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm.
It's So I guess that's what he thought.
Steal your new wife's money? Is that the saying you're looking for? That's the one.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Come visit your neighbors. We're waiting for you. Your neighbors in Spokane.
Kevin James.
Spokane. You love it here.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Beat the show brought to you by Dutch Bros. Morning, Dylan.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. What's going on with you? Anything fun?
Just taking the kids to school.
Yeah? How many kids do you have?
I got three. two in school.
Two in school and then one just hanging out, huh?
Yeah.
How old's the two that are in school?
12 and 8.
Okay. All right. Well, you're busy. You're a busy guy. Well, let's see if we can't get you some Dutch Bros here. And the category today, what was it again, Steve? Somebody I never heard of. What is it?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah, she's celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, so. Should be an easy win for Dylan if he has any idea who that is. Dylan, if you get stuck, pass, and Steve will try to get back to you. I'll see you in about 60 seconds or so, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Good luck.
I promise it won't be too hard, or maybe it will. I don't know. Okay, here we go. Miranda was in the movie School of Rock, which stars what actor as a struggling rock musician who poses as a substitute teacher?
Jack Black.
Miranda appeared on the TV show Smallville, which is based on this DC Comics character.
Lana Lang?
Miranda was the top paid child actress on television in 2012. Is that true or false?
True.
Miranda attended USC. What city is USC in?
That is in California or Los Angeles.
Okay. Miranda was in Drake and Josh, the TV show. Name either Drake or Josh's last name.
Peck.
Miranda voiced Margo in Despicable Me. Who voiced the supervillain Gru in that movie? Pass on that one, I guess?
Yeah, pass on that one.
Okay. All right, well, we're out of time, unfortunately. Jay, waving my hands.
All right, Dylan, fingers crossed. I mean, good luck. You're probably going to win. Let's see how we did.
Alrighty, here we go. Miranda was in the movie School of Rock, which stars what actor as a struggling rock musician who poses as a substitute teacher?
Oh, Jack Black.
Miranda appeared,
shout out if you're in the area, Jack. I know he lives around here sometimes.
Miranda appeared on the TV show Smallville, which is based on this DC Comics character.
Superman.
Miranda was the top paid child actress on television in 2012. Is that true or false?
Sure. True.
Okay. Second day you've done that.
Sure.
I mean, Miranda attended USC. What city is USC in?
USC's in... are they in L.A. too? Sure. Yeah, L.A.
Miranda was in Drake and Josh. Name either Drake or Josh's last name.
Philenstein.
Philenstein, okay. Miranda voiced...
I'm going to guess that's wrong.
Maybe. We'll find out. Miranda voiced Margo in Despicable Me. Who voiced the supervillain Gru in that movie?
Oh, it's Steve Carell.
Ooh. Yeah.
At the buzzer?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Both of you got through six.
Oh, man.
All right. You ready to go over some answers?
I'm ready.
Miranda was in the movie School of Rock, which stars what actor as a struggling rock musician who poses as a substitute teacher?
That movie was just on like 2 days ago, and I realized as I was watching the beginning of it that I have never seen the entire movie.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea. But yeah, I'm sure it's a good movie.
It is a good movie. Both of you got it right. Jack Black is correct.
Nice job. Good job, Dylan.
Thank you.
Number two, Miranda appeared on the TV show Smallville, which is based on this DC Comics character.
I mean, I said Superman. What did Dylan say?
That is correct, Superman. Dylan, what did you say? I had trouble hearing you on that one.
What was the question, sorry?
Miranda appeared on the TV show Smallville, which is based on this DC Comics character.
I forget what I said.
I heard Linda something, or I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I might be wrong. I might be hearing things. You didn't say Superman, though, did you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
2-1. Ooh, that was an honest person. Good job, Dylan.
Yeah, very nice. Appreciate that. Miranda was the top paid child actress on television in 2012. True or false?
I mean, I'm just guessing at that point when I said true.
Yeah, both of you said true and both of you correct.
Oh, look at us go.
Apparently she made like $180,000.
What show was she in again?
Well, she's been on multiple shows, but it was for iCarly. She made $180,000.
Oh, she was iCarly. Okay, yeah. I mean, I watched that show all the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't have kids that watched it. I just thought it was a great show.
Uh-huh.
That's a lie.
They made a remake of it. She's
very famous, Jay. Very good
She's
show.
She's very famous.
I mean, I watched, I think, every episode of that show because my kids could not stop getting enough of that show. Oh, iCarly. Now I know who it is.
Both of you got that one right.
3-2.
Miranda attended USC. What city is USC in? Both of you said LA. Both of you would be correct.
Oh, man. I, for some reason, was not, I mean, obviously UCLA, and then I was thinking, wait, is USC there too? That's too many schools, guys. That's too many schools in LA.
Too many schools.
Yeah.
Miranda was in Drake and Josh. Name either Drake or Josh's last name.
I'm sure I got this right.
What did you say? Philenstein?
I think I said Philenstein. I'm pretty sure that's right.
That's not really close.
That's not it.
Oh. No.
I don't know. I guess I don't know my last name.
So yeah, it
Drake
was.
Drake and Josh.
Drake Bell or Josh Peck.
Okay.
So.
Did Dylan get that?
Dylan did get Josh
what?
Peck.
What? Yeah, oh, very my nice. Gosh. Dylan, what are we doing right now?
Well, I'm like 29, so.
Oh, so it was in your wheelhouse? Yeah.
I was in my wheelhouse.
Excellent.
Yeah. Nicely done.
I couldn't know much of, so.
He's not one of those you just brag about, but you do know some of the trivia of it.
Yeah, there you go. Question number six. Miranda voiced Margot in Despicable Me, who voiced the supervillain Gru in that movie.
I mean, I said Steve Carell. I think that's right.
It is correct. Yes,
okay.
Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Dylan had to pass on that one.
Oh, dang it, Dylan. Okay, well, is that it? We didn't get to number seven? Just out of curiosity, what was it?
Miranda appeared in commercials for McDonald's and Mellow Yellow. Mellow Yellow was introduced in 1979 to compete with what soft drink?
Oh.
A Mountain Dew.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. Give him the prize. Give him the prize.
Mountain Dew, yeah.
I had no idea.
That was he was too quick.
Well,
yeah,
he blurted that out. I was like, squirt? Oh, I don't know. All right. Dylan, hold on. You're going to need some caffeine, so hold on. We'll get you some Dutch Bros, okay?
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
Hold on, buddy. All right. So Dutch Bros for him. Congratulations.
Yeah. Plus, he was honest about that other question.
I did enjoy that. Yeah. Because you couldn't hear his answer or something?
Yeah. I think he said, Linda? I don't know. That's not right.
Linda is not a TV show.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Reader board creativity underappreciated, maybe, or just underutilized.
Kevin James.
I don't know if it's underappreciated. I think most people do appreciate creative.
Yeah, appropriately appreciated.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show Stat of the Day.
Stat of the Day is brought to you by Burke's Disaster Restoration.
Jay, you would consider yourself to be a pretty cool guy.
What?
Wouldn't you?
No, not really, no.
No, you wouldn't?
It's pretty average, actually.
Would you, if I said, why was the mushroom the life of the party, what would you say? Because he's a fun guy?
Huh? Hey-o. I was trying to think about the dark. I was like, left in the dark. I was like, I should know this joke. I'm sure I've heard it. Dang it.
And you have?
Seemed too obvious. Yeah. See, that's why I'm not cool. I would have got that joke otherwise.
No, I think you are cool if you don't
get
it.
If I don't get the joke. I see. Yeah. I'm too good for that joke. That's what you're talking about.
You're too cool. That's what it means. You're too cool.
Thanks. Yeah. I feel super cool now. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, man. Look out.
Well, how do you think I feel?
I think you feel pretty good. You're pretty cool guy.
Maybe.
Have you ever been called cool?
There's been times.
Nice. Wow.
Maybe back in the day.
Can't wait to meet your stepmom.
That's about it. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, it's fine.
So a survey was recently done to see how confident Americans feel when it comes to things like pop culture.
Yeah.
And whether or not you're cool and all those types of things. 49% feel that they are out of touch with society today. 49% of people.
Yeah.
With this survey. And they say, according to this, the age at which the world of cool no longer speaks to us, it can vary person to person.
Sure, yeah.
Whatever. But the consensus was you generally expect to feel out of touch by the age of, what do you think?
42.
Ooh, you're super close. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
39.
Yeah, because honestly, the having kids who are around me quite a bit, who are like my sons are both, you know, early 20s, that certainly helps because they'll explain stuff to me that I don't get, or they'll use certain phrases that I, you know, am then at least privy to. Maybe I don't use myself, but at least I kind of am around it. That does help some. And this job forces you to sort of stay up on certain things that I probably, if I didn't have this job, I wouldn't.
Okay, that's fair.
I wouldn't be like searching, you know, hey, let me search social media for the latest thing that Lainey Wilson is doing. Wouldn't normally do that. I don't know. It's not probably normal behavior, but.
Are you saying you wouldn't be up to date on Miranda Cosgrove?
And I'm so up to date now. I don't even know what to do with all this information now. Did you know that she was the highest paid actress in, you know, 2013 or what year was it?
Close again, 2012.
2012. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I do now.
Yeah.
Can't wait to text the kids later.
Hey, kids, guess what?
Hey, kids, you know Miranda Cosgrove?
Yeah.
My daughter will be like, yeah. My boys will be like, who?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, yeah, 39. How about that?
I mean, I get that. It's just so much to consume. It's almost impossible to keep up.
Yeah,
you got to narrow it down.
I guess. I'm just surprised. I mean, I know some pretty cool people who are.
You roll in pretty cool circles, do you, Steve?
Well. Hey, Jay, you're considered part of it, so, you know,
man.
Watch yourself.
You need to expand your horizons, my friend. Yeah, I know pretty cool old people. I mean.
That's not what I was saying.
I mean, if you want to make it into, like, categories, yeah. People who are close to retirement, they're not terribly uncool.
No, I would say, like, a lot of people, you know, you meet a lot of people at, like, retirement communities who are super cool.
Yeah, well, for sure. Yeah, they're nice. I don't know. It's just the word cool is a weird word to use for somebody like, you know, Warren. Is Warren cool? Yeah, Warren's a cool guy, but is he cool? I don't know.
I mean, he wears sunglasses sometimes.
That's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Inside.
Yeah. He walks around with it. Can you be considered cool if you wear, like, a regular t-shirt and it's tucked into your jeans?
Well, who are you asking here? Are you asking me or are
I'm
you asking?
I'm asking you. You're the coolest guy here today.
I'm the only other person.
Well, I didn't want to mention that, but now that you brought it up.
Well, I mean, you know I'm very fashionable.
How about if I put that on the poll? Can you be cool And I don't know the answer. I feel like I do know it, but I don't know it for sure. Can you be cool if you tuck your t-shirt into your jeans?
Well, are you wearing something on top of it?
Nope, just your t-shirt.
Boy, that makes it tough.
Does it or does it make it easier? Does it make the answer easier and more obvious, or does it make it tough?
Can I plead the fifth?
No, you got to answer the question, Steve.
Oh, no, you can't make me do it.
And then if you say no, then you have to tell Bruce and Warren that when they come in on Friday.
Oh, all right. I'm fine with telling them that.
The Big 99.9 Coyote.